Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hi, welcome here, beautiful. Happy New Year. Can you believe it is 2022? That just seems like so bizarre. And the fact that it's almost February, which that's my birthday's in February. I just feel like January has just like blown by. Like, anyway, and that probably happens as you get older. Like, time just moves fast. Anyway, or maybe in the season of being a mom, like, it just moves so quickly because you're so busy all the time. So I already recorded the Rhythms of Play episode. I was going to post that today, but I wrote a post on Instagram and Facebook about like mid-year homeschool check-in. And I just feel like that needs to come first to complement the Rhythms of Play episode. So that will post next week. So if you've been waiting for it, just wait one more week. So what I mean by a mid-year check-in, so me and my husband are second-gen homeschoolers. My mom pulled me out at the very beginning of my eighth grade year. So my last year to complete of public school was seventh grade. My husband was homeschooled K through 12. So we've just been in the homeschool world for a long time. So, but doing it as an adult, right, like as the parent, very different, because homeschooling should weave in and out of your day, your life, your routine. So I just have to ask, you know, if you homeschool or even if you don't homeschool, I feel like these tips are relevant and can help you too if your kids go to school. So how is it going so far? Like, this is officially mid-year, right? How's it going? I'm just going to pretty much go through my post and just talk as I read it. If you're discouraged or frustrated in your school in any way, I want to offer some insight, and this may or may not prove to be helpful, so take it or leave it. Check-in looks like in these, you know, some of these areas, curriculum, co-ops, I know families are in like several field trips, nature exploring, group play groups, your activities like Bible study or whatever that you do as a mom, kids activities. So like sports, whatever you have, you know, if you have them in something, time as a family, alone time with your husband, how's your sleep, keeping a tidy home, etc. Like, this is not an exhaustive list. This is just like some food for thought to help you process things. So I've been doing this for the past 2 weeks, and what prompted it was, I've done this several times actually, just since we started schooling, because we have had nothing but problems with, problems meaning like disciplinary problems with my son since we started homeschooling. And a lot of it is because, he doesn't do well with transition. And this is like his first year being officially like deliberately homeschooled because he's six. And we do Charlotte Mason method. So we don't start formal schooling until they're six. So Victoria's mainly just doing it for fun and like, you know, anyway. So, with that, like, he doesn't transition well, and if he doesn't know what to expect, his anxiety is really high. So we've just been dealing with a lot of very emotional, lots of outbursts, deliberate defiance to see how far you can push the limit. I mean, I've had panic attacks. I have considered putting him in a private school, public school. Like, I was just, beyond discouraged. So this is what prompted it, was I have looked at our curriculum several times. I have looked at our schedule. I've looked at our life. And a lot of it is we were just moving, and life is chaotic and our rhythm was off, right? That doesn't, and just praise the Lord. And other homeschool moms will get this. Like, I'm so thankful that I persevered and I asked for help and I talked things through with my husband and my friends who would listen, who know my relationship with my son and us as a family and our desire to homeschool. So Anyway, because we've just decided like to take it, you know, year by year and pray as the Lord, you know, to see what the Lord wants us to do. So, but I'm very thankful for, you know, sticking with it because we've just seen some awesome prayers be answered and God is good. So anyway, prompting this was just like just there Elliot has to go very slow, and I was just not finding curriculum that was slow enough. So I was just super excited that I found, it's called Raise Arithmetic, and then the McGuffey readers. So we're taking reading very slow, like just sounds, letter recognition, very, very slow. We're taking math very, very slow because I'm mastery. Like I want him to master something before we move on. I want him to comprehend something before we move on. Okay. So anyway, so this has just made my life. I downloaded the Fly Lady app. Like, so I have personally, I did this in, I mean, pretty much all the month of December was just like, how can we tweak this? Because all of these areas are just messed up, and I need more cohesive. I need our rhythm. I need, just something has to give, and things have to change. So it keeps you accountable for the things that need to change, and it helps you, either get out of burnout or prevent you from burning out. So like I said, that list was not exhaustive. It's just to get your, you know, food for thought mind running on what to, you know, meditate on and see what you can change. So these are some suggestions that I hope are encouraging that you can ask yourself, and then, you know, go check out my post and, you know, engage with me on there. So here we go. Go over and discuss with the Lord, your husband, a close friend, whoever will process these things with you, on all these points. Like, just someone who will listen, obviously pray. The Holy Spirit will lead you. Please talk to your husband if you're married. If you're not married, or if you are married but your husband doesn't want to talk about this stuff, just find someone who will listen, who knows your heart, who knows your goals, who knows your relationship with the Lord. Like, just pick someone to process and wrestle these things out with, who will listen to you. Shout out to my friend Jennifer and my mother-in-law because and my husband, like, and it just they have just helped me orchestrate my thoughts to even implement something that is working, and God is just so faithful. Anyway, so what, you know, question one, what are your priorities as a family? What boundaries do you need to set in place? So, for example, our kids, this is just an example, our kids are to be in bed by 8 p.m. every night. So, therefore, no activities on the regular schedule that will mess with that. Or we value church on Sunday, so therefore, no games or activities on Sunday. Two, how's the curriculum going with your kiddos? Are there gaps that you see, or is it just not clicking with your kid or kids? If it's not going well, it is okay to change it up. Like right now, I'm freeing you, mama, to change it up in whatever subject, even your whole curriculum, if you have to scrap it. Like, what is going to work for them? Like, they are the student, they are the one learning. You already know all this stuff. What is best for them to learn? How are they learning? If it's not working, I give you the freedom, change it up. It's okay. Even mid-year, just do it. Do what's best for your baby, okay? We literally just had to do this with our math curriculum and our reading. You know, I was actually going to scrap the whole thing, but then my friend Jennifer helped me process stuff, and it's fine. Another question. Co-op or play groups, is it serving our school and social life well? Are we connecting with other families? Is this overwhelming for me and my kids? Is it a good fit for us? If no, do we need to finish the year, or do we look elsewhere that's a better fit for our family? If yes, pray, you know, if it's a good fit, praise the Lord. If it's not, ask him to lead you and find, you know, something that works for you guys. And what I mean by overwhelming, like, if it's very rigorous academic and that's just not what your kid needs, they need more of like a free play co-op, change it up in that way. Or the other way around, if you've got a kid that's highly academic and they don't really care about free play as much and they're just desiring that rigor of education, then put them in a co-op that's more educational. We actually had to leave a play group because I had confrontation with a parent over something, and I'm not gonna get into it, but it was just not we tried it 4 different times, and every time it was just not a good fit. And that's okay. Not everything that you try is going to be a good fit for you and your family and your kids. And if you're not connecting with other families and other moms, it just might not be it, and that's okay. Move on. If it is a good fit, praise God. Get connected with moms, you know, maybe have meet for coffee or do family, you know, things like just build that community for your babies so they have people that have families that look like y'all. And just to encourage one another because you're in the same season, it's like-mindedness. You're not, you know, and you know me, I'm anti-echo chamber. So my kids have friends in the neighborhood that go to public school. Like, I'm not anti mingling with people who are different, but I do believe it's very beneficial for your kids and for your marriage and your family as a whole to have other families that are like-minded and doing life in a way that is encouraging for you. So, how's time and connecting with your husband? Are you spending time together? Are you protecting your schedule with alone time? Are you going on dates if that's what y'all do? Are you being intentional about protecting that time with purposely and intentionally connecting with your husband? Or your friends or family, same thing. Like, if is that something that's important to you to put it on the calendar, keep yourself accountable to be connecting with those that you love, okay? Do you need a cleaning routine? So, or do you, for example, the Fly Lady app or system or the Clean Mama system? I've heard a lot of people love that one. Go check out some stuff on YouTube. But doing check-ins like this help us keep our sanity. It also prevents, like I said, prevents and protects against burnout. And if you are in burnout, this gives you steps to help you get out of it, and it keeps you accountable to the things that you need to work on and tweak and change. And it also helps us be mindful and faithful in this season of our motherhood. This is just a little season, guys, and I go over this a little more in the rhythms of play, but we only have our babies for a little bit, and they're not going to stay babies forever, you know. And how we live our life, they're watching. How we balance stuff in the chaos, how we steward the things that God's given us, our time, our talent, our treasure, all of these things, trials, suffering, like they are watching what we're doing. When they're older, this will be a frame of reference for them, whether that's how they want to handle something or how they don't. And it doesn't matter how hard we work, there's something that our kids are going to tweak and pull apart when they're adults. I mean, we all do it, right? So we're not going to be perfect, but we're doing this as unto the Lord. That's who we have to answer for. And two, I mean, he gave us our children. Like, he's the one that opened our womb, and he gave us our children. So we need to see them as creatures, as persons that he made to know about himself. And he has given us this blessing and this opportunity to steward them in this season to help build and create them and mold them and shape them into the people that he desires for them to be. And I really feel like that's done so well. It's like a slow crock pot or a garden analogy of childhood is when you home, you know, in homeschooling. And it's such a beautiful privilege, and I'm so thankful to live in a country where I can. That's actually one of the many bajillion reasons why we felt the Lord calling us to Texas. The homeschool atmosphere is just very different. It's way more free. So I hope that even if you're not a homeschool mom, you can still do this. And I still hope this was encouraging for you. But yeah, go connect with me, guys, and let's keep this conversation going. How's your mid-year check-in? How can I encourage you and spur you on and pray for you to make some tweaks and changes if it needs to be done? Because I'm doing the same thing, so we're doing it together.
Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review, go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.